The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down in the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who has invited both of you may come to you and say, "Give this person your place." And then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit in the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The name of the one, undivided God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A few years ago, I was asked, two men, my first same-sex marriage, there was these two men who had been living together for 40-some years, and they'd been gone through a long journey of their life, and they wanted a very private service and very simple service. And I had not done a service like this before, and it was in the situation, when I got to the blessing of the marriage, I lost it and began to cry, as I knew these two people for many years, and they had gone through a lot of struggle and a lot of abuse, and people had challenged them because of their life together. And I, by some fluke of God's choice, happened to be the person standing there on behalf of 2,000 years of the church and 40-some years of their life together to say, "Your love's blessed, that it is okay." And somehow to be in that position to say to them, by the power of God, it's okay. Your love is good. And it's not only good, it is blessed. There are certain moments, it wasn't because I'm a holy person or anything else. I just happened to be the one that was called to be in that position because of a fluke of circumstances, to be in that position. That somehow God said, "Peter, I need somebody, and you just happen to be here on deck today." And it was one of those very moving moments. And every so often I get this opportunity, and it is one of these very powerful moments. And I had yesterday afternoon one of these moments when God touched me, because the power, God's grace has touched and moved this place. There have been many, many people have come here over the years for prayer, to find God, to seek God's grace, forgiveness, and healing in many challenging times of their life. And to see the love, the care, the nurture, and then at the last minute, all these people showing up. We were supposed to be outside today, and at the last minute, the contractor said, "No, you're going to be inside." And a whole mob of people came in and with great loving devotion cleaned up in an amazing way this sacred space, cleaning places that probably haven't been cleaned in a few years. So on behalf of God, whose home this is, I, because of my happen to be in this position, I get to say thank you. Thank you for the care that you've done to make this a holy place. It is important that we have holy places. It is important that there be places that somehow refocus us in a very gentle and loving way. There are, if we don't have places like this, we're going to have places that are going to jolt us into realizing the glory of God. A number of years ago, I was in a play at Watts Hall, a two-person play, and I'd spent months trying to learn. There's all these lines, and we had practiced, and the whole opening night, lots of work getting into this place of opening night, did all this work for that, and about a half hour after I got home from opening night, I got a call from Francesca Griswold, who's a loving member, a longtime member, helped kind of form and get the Altar Guild back on track here at the church. Their husband was dying. And went over there to be with Stanley, and his sons came in, the children started gathering together, and it was an unbelievably holy time. The play, all of a sudden realized, was just play. It was just play. All that work was just play. What was truly important that night was this family gathering together, and we were there for hours, and the funeral home came, and it was just one of those moments of prayer together that was sacred. And every time I go by that house, I think of not only of Stanley, and not only the Stanley Cup bridge tournament that would take place there, but and all the people that gathered there, but also that night, that this God touched that home that night. There are certain moments that, you know, we get all worked up about sporting events or different events or family gatherings, and then, you know, you get a call. It's the emergency room. It's this or that. It's like, whoa, everything changes. Whatever was important is no longer important at all. It's amazing how quickly our life can be changed because of something like that. And we're reminded what truly is important. And to be in an emergency room with families of all sorts and conditions, of all different races and nationalities and economic places. And when you're in an emergency room, it doesn't matter who you are. You're with other people together and you're praying together. You're supporting each other. Can I get you some coffee? We're all in the same boat of humanity together in those moments of distress. And in those moments of distress, we're blessed when it's all kind of leveled into a place of reality that we are in this together. We don't need to have crises to remind us of that. We don't need to have crises because we do have sacred places that refocus us in a gentle way. The older I get, the less I want to be surprised, the less I want to get a call in the middle of the night, the less I want to, and taking a trip, the best thing I could do is have a very uneventful trip. I don't want the big surprises anymore. And it's nice to have a gentle way of slowly easing myself into the realization again that life is sacred and holy, that we are in the midst of a loving God. That it is an amazing experience that we have. This is where humility comes from. The gospel talks about don't take a higher seat. It does not say put on humility and do the humble thing. I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to make sure I sit down here so I can be escorted up front. See how humble I was. That's not what it's about. The gospel says I should be humble, so I'll put on my humility this day. No, we're not called to do something. We're called to be with a loving God. And when we understand and when we know Jesus, humility emerges from us naturally because we realize that the world in which we live is filled with God's blessing. That the circumstances that may surprise me and challenge me sometimes may be a blessing that I don't understand. That the people with whom I live are blessed. They could be angels in my midst, no matter who they might be. The animals in my world, these are all blessings from God. The humility is the expression and understanding that we are one with God and the complete understanding of life from a different perspective. I don't need to prove anything because I've been proven with Jesus. There's a certain realization when clergy come to gather and visit other churches, and I know for me, I love just being in a congregation, not having to coordinate all the details, just to praise God, just to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Because I've done this a lot, so it's nice. And I was talking to a former fire chief in Thomason. When not in charge, it's nice to just be told what to do. There's a certain moment and you realize that there is a movement that when I've done these things that have gotten me notice, and I've sat in the seats up front, and it's just another seat. When we realize in the light of God's grace, they're all just different seats. In fact, I have discovered, because being a clergy and oftentimes having to represent the community, they will put me at a high table. And I dread it, especially at weddings. Well, where are we going to put the priest? When you're sitting up there at a table and you're kind of looking at everybody else having fun, it's like, huh, this is okay, I'll look holy up here, I suppose. It's kind of like all of a sudden Thanksgiving, when all of a sudden you realize that the kids' table is really a lot more exciting. I know all these people, we've all got all our stories. Now they're grown and more exciting. There's a realization in the light of God's love that wherever we are, there is blessedness, there's holiness, and whoever we meet, whether it be someone just out of jail, whether it be somebody going through a very difficult time, or somebody who in the world may seem very important, we're all important. We're all blessed by God, and we see the blessing of God in each other. Humility is the beginning point. That's where all manners come from, the experience of God's grace and love. And immediately in that place of I am deeply loved by God and forgiven by God, I can then see in every person, I'm paying attention to the host of the party that put on, what do you want to do? How did you want to set this up? It's not about me. I have nothing to prove. In fact, what I've tried to prove is proven to be wrong oftentimes. So let me hear something else. What is the plan for today? This is a glory of God, and this is a place in which God has said, I've created a holy place for you, a place with a lot of love put into this place that can help refocus our life and our vision and our light in a world that will distract us and will somehow focus us in a different way or get us caught onto some hurt or wound or frustration to somehow turn it all around. I have chickens, and one of the things I've noticed is that when I want to get them in, all of them will go in, but one. And especially if it's late or I'm in a hurry, it is the one thing that will set me off. It's like, oh, can't you realize if you stay out, you're going to be eaten by some fox or something? Come on. And it's, I think, a survival method. And it was the one blessing at the end of every crowd of the chickens when they come in, that I immediately react in my way and realize, God, you blessed me with this chicken. The blessing of God, the understanding that life is a blessing. It is a sacred presence in our midst. I get in that way sometimes. This is why having a place that somehow lets that all go, lets my stress and anxiety, that I could simply once again connect with Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you to remind me it is a blessed world. That is a blessed chicken. This is a blessed place and a life. And the things that I'm stressed over, the financial and the emotional and the family and the world and the Amazon and the politics and wherever it might be, is in the hands of God, not mine. This is a place where we let it all go and say, thank you, Lord, and thank you that I'm not the one responsible for all this. I'm responsible for responding to your love. And whatever that takes and to whomever that is to be met, this is where we begin once again. This is that place. It is a sacred place. Let us remember we are on holy ground. And is a place to pay attention, is a place where God will speak to us, speak to our hearts what we've been longing to hear if we want to listen. When we finish our lists and all the demands of God, here is a place where God will be present and sit beside us. And it might be in the presence of a friend or someone we've not yet met, and simply be there with us. So on behalf of God, I say to those who've created this space and are renewing this space again, thank you. Amen.